attach myself to without much discretion of who.
Christine, the rumors are true. Last page's turn, my eyes are blue.
Thank you. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I got two Harrison. Guests with me in the studio, Harrison and
Charlie. And I think you need to turn me up a little. Mic 4 is a little quiet.
Yeah, I'm cranking it up a bit. And we got hopefully some good stuff. We got basketball going on right now.
We got streamies.
No. We have the official TNT broadcast.
We're signed into the TNT broadcast. Heat Celtics. We got football, where there's only four teams left. NBA, all 30 teams still have a chance. The Detroit Pistons are not mathematically eliminated from championship contention. The Bucks are. They hired Doc Rivers. They will not win the championship. I'll say it right now. All right, I'm going to start off. Give me one big takeaway from the divisional round NFL football games, last weekend's games.
I think Baker Mayfield's got a bright few years ahead of him.
Bright few years of collecting checks.
Yeah, I hope he gets paid. I thought he played significantly better in the round before, obviously, because he won. But outside of the couple of picks that he threw, he had a pretty solid game against Detroit, and I'm just happy for the guy. I've always liked him, so it's good to see him kind of land on his feet after playing for the Carolina Panthers.
I always wish someone the best once they end up on the Carolina Panthers.
Exactly.
I always hope they can make it off the Carolina Panthers. I have one, but I feel like it might also be yours.
I don't have anything. I have not watched any football this season. Working on Sunday nights, and also the Patriots
kills it.
Absolutely sucking. Kills it.
I have one more, and I'm wondering if it's the same one that you have.
Well, mine is the Bills are fundamentally a cursed franchise,
yep.
And little sliver of optimism or hope I might have had for them because they have Josh Allen around, it's just they will never happen for them. It cannot happen for them because they are the Buffalo Bills.
I think Josh Allen needs to become a New England Patriot. I think that's the conclusion. He's like the Clydesdale 2.0.
Mac Jones in a second? Who says no?
I think that gets it done. My takeaway was going to be Lamar Jackson.
Save us.
Oh my God.
He's very good.
He's so good. That MVP it's been locked up for a few weeks, but that divisional performance, he was just playing like the best player in the world.
He's extremely good. That was a classic type of playoff game where it's like, oh, it's close, and then the one team is clearly better than the other, and it just kind of gets blown out. Other close games, though, in the end, I think the favorites, I think, all won. So,
yeah.
We get three teams that would have been taken seriously at the start of the year, and then also the Lions are here, which I think people were high on, but they weren't like NFC championship game high on.
Listen, if Debo Samuel's out and the Niners played like they have the last week, I think it's very, very much in Detroit's. It's Detroit's game to lose at that point, I think.
I think we have a divided and broken and wounded nation, and I think a Ravens-Lions Super Bowl would go a long way towards healing
this
great nation.
I agree.
The whole country can unite in hatred over Kansas City and the Niners.
Exactly. I see more Kansas City hatred than Niners hatred out there at the moment. But
I definitely still see
Niners
hatred,
my heart,
though.
It's Niners number one that I'm hating on. Whoever they play against, I'm rooting for the other team.
It'll always be the Patriots for me, but Kansas City's up there. Kansas City's up there.
You win.
Can't say that it doesn't feel good to be hated.
I mean, you guys had 20 years of just unbridled success. I'm not too upset about it on your behalf. I will say the Dolphins, every couple of years, would sweep you guys just out of nowhere for some reason, even when we were bad.
Reasons. That's just how the Dolphins roll.
Yeah. Divisional games are weird.
How are the Dolphins setting up for the future, you think? You mentioned this when you walked in.
I said they're blowing it up. That's exaggerating. But they did fire, effectively, the entire assistant coaching staff today. I think, like, five people got fired.
Oh, wow.
Vic Fangio left, which sucks, but I don't think it's the end of the world. What I'm worried about is we have, I think, 5 expiring contracts this season, and we need to pay at least 4 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tua's got the option, so he's just going to play next year, and then if, like, some miraculous turnaround happens, then I say we pay him. If not, I think it's time to just cut our losses. He's not worth a quarterback contract in this NFL. It's totally delusional.
Well, what if he gets paid not that much money?
It's not going to happen. I mean, regardless of what everybody says, he was top 3 passer. He was top 3 in yards, top 3 in touchdowns, and like you can't not pay somebody with those stats. Their agent's not going to let it happen.
You know? Exactly.
And so I think we're just in an unenviable position where it's kind of lose-lose at this point, and he just needs to make some kind of crazy turnaround next season. Also, Mike McDaniel's got to like really work on the play calling. The third down play calling this year for the Dolphins was atrocious, and I love him, but he's got some work to do, specifically in third down.
Is there starting to be heat on McDaniel? Is there pressure now, or is it still like
the vibes are good? It's Tua. Yeah, the vibes are good. It's just we need to sign Wilkins. We need to sign Van Ginkle. We need to sign, and we need to get rid of Phillips because I love him. Nice guy. Great story that he was able to come back from the injuries in college and make it to the NFL. But you can't tear your ACL every year.
Yeah.
And then you're a killer. It's just, we can't keep him on the roster.
That's how I kind of feel about Bobby Wagner, who is a Seahawks franchise legend. He left, he came back, and he is just too old to play every single snap, and he just gets cooked in coverage. And it's like, it's time to hang him up. Yeah, half the Seahawks, all of the coaches are gone now. Waldron got hired away. Their D coordinator just regular sucked. And Pete Carroll's gone, which is, you know what? I don't think it was the move, but now we're in a situation where Vrabel, the Ravens defensive coordinator, and Belichick are all available. Belichick's not coaching the team, but he's technically available. And it's like, okay, that's none of those are bad options. But they Vrabel's could go and hire Dan Quinn from the Cowboys, and then that would be a lot lamer. But
yeah, I don't know. The vibes in Miami are weird right now.
A lot is just hanging in the air.
Yeah, a lot hanging in the air. And then also Chubb getting injured is like massive because that's not a year-long injury, but it's close to it. So he's definitely going to miss time starting next year. And that's like, I mean, he was our best pass rusher. That's just, can't live without that. So,
Charlie, I know you said you've not been able to watch much this year. As the resident Patriots, not expert, I think you mentioned Gerard Mayo before he even got hired. Like, people just assumed he'd be the guy.
Yeah, I think it was written into his contract that he's next up.
Okay.
So, I don't know. They knew it was going to be him.
All right.
But I see 2 paths forward with this very exciting third pick that the Patriots have right now.
Yes. So I was going to ask you about.
I feel like you either go... They're either going to go for Drake May, obvious white guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Patriots love white guys.
True.
Quarterbacks, for sure. Huge miss on Mac Jones. He sucked. Fire him out of a cannon into the sun.
I'd pay to watch that.
So the second way forward would be get Marvin Harrison Jr. and then like Baker Mayfield, which I would not be mad at.
That would be a direction. I feel like I thought the main thing I'd been hearing was Jaden Daniels, which assumed that May and Williams were the first 2 picks. But I don't know enough about draft stuff to really know if that's a reach or not.
Just,
it's kind of like the Patriots need a quarterback, and the first 2 might be gone,
they
but
also
you still need a quarterback.
Need so. A wide receiver. They
this
don't
is
really
extremely
have
true.
Much there either.
Here's what I'll say. I think it's infinitely harder to find a good quarterback than it is a good wide receiver. And so I think if you have a top 3 pick in a class that's this loaded, you have to swing for it.
Oh, I was looking at next year's class, and it looks atrocious.
It's awful.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
We got Quinn Ewers coming up. As
Shador Sanders.
They call this one the Shador.
I don't know. It's all going to come down to what Chicago does, effectively.
Well, they're going to take Caleb everything. Williams. I don't think they need to overcomplicate.
R.I.P.
I'm not
Justin
even an
Fields. I'm sorry.
Expert on this, but
I
just,
liked him
you
a
can't,
lot.
But Justin Fields will be a fun. He will be a fun quarterback for the New England Patriots next year.
You guys are forgetting this is the Chicago Bears we're talking about. If anybody's going to screw this up, it's them.
Yeah, but
The Patriots would manage to screw it up if Belichick was still the GM. Yeah. He would trade select the edge rusher or left tackle.
Yeah, he'd trade down and pick a tight end, number 15, I feel like. He loves his tight end.
Great leap forward.
Someone just put the Tiananmen Square copypasta in the stream chat.
Alright, you know what I might do? This is stalling out a little bit. We're gonna play a couple songs and then we'll come back. How's that sound? Alright, switching it over now.
Every night I just wanna go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't wanna get up, get out of my bed. Every night I want to play out, and every day I wanna do. But tonight I just wanna stay in. Be with you.
We're back. We're going to bounce around between a couple things. First thing I want to mention, because I forgot to earlier, is that the Falcons didn't hire Bill Belichick, so he's probably going to spend a year unemployed while he's like 10 wins away from the record for most wins as a coach. And I'm trying to picture what Bill Belichick would do with a year off when he does not actually want a year off. Just sinking into his chair.
Most angry commentator on NFL Network.
He's going to sit in a chair the whole time and just like keep ripping the sleeves off of sweatshirts.
He's gonna hate watch that one episode of him and Family Guy repeatedly.
He's gonna try and make a documentary about like the 1935 Springfield Whalers or some. He's always on stuff like that, football history thing.
I like to think nobody's taking Shula's record.
I think Bill Belichick is too big of a name. Someone's gonna. The Jets are gonna. They can't get him, actually, because it's the Jets. That doesn't work. They're like the one team that would make the most sense for him, except for they're the Jets.
They already traded him.
They're his mortal enemies.
They traded him for a first-round draft pick.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. He signed with them before. Yeah.
It's like situationally makes the most sense, but just he could not spiritually
do it. I think the Falcons made the most sense, and he probably just didn't want the job.
Well, what it was from the one article I skimmed about this in my background research for this, was that he just didn't like that there were going to be like two people above him in the hierarchy, that the owner and like CEO or whatever were going to be making calls, because that's just not how he rolls.
No football owner should be making football decisions. I stand on this.
Well, I think Bill Belichick wants to make the non-football decisions. I think that's kind of part of the deal. Anyway, I did some background research. We can discuss these takes I found from the most informed analysts, community members, Redditors that I could find. His is a comment from a Ravens fan. I think it has a lot of insight. If you told me a year ago that we'd be hearing Taylor Swift and Lamar Jackson in the same sentence, and that's it.
Ha. Huh.
I think it's really... They also kept saying Johnny. I don't know. I thought these would be funnier, and then when
the
I
Johnny,
looked...
Johnny's pretty funny.
The Johnny one was funny. The Ravens subreddit and the Lions subreddit had the best.
Can you explain Johnny in case anyone doesn't know?
Let me pull this up. So, Lamar Jackson on Twitter responded to one of those things that would get posted on like Facebook, where it's like... I don't know how to explain this well. Like, IQ test. Johnny's father has five
comment
sons.
Comment bait type post.
Like, yeah, try to get
your boomer dad to respond to it.
Exactly. Very Facebook type material. And he responds correctly. He solves the IQ test. And since then, I don't think they've lost.
No, he's 11-0.
let's can we read the test and see if anyone wants to call in with the correct... Oh, no. We already
said the correct test. Johnny
pull up another.
IQ test, 98% of people fail. Lamar Jackson in the 2% of people. I saw a lot of Reddit fans who were going into other teams' subreddits and going, I think you heckin' Niners are actually pretty cool, and I hope that you win the Super Bowl if we don't. And that is always infuriating to me. A lot of dorks. There were a couple that were pretty funny though. One was, my wife and father-in-law are Michiganders and diehard Lions fans. I'm happy for them to win it all, and I want the Lions to win it all. Selfish reasons, of course, as I will exploit my wife's good attitude if they do for baked goods and other favors.
This is
a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, oh god. Classiest fan base in the league, guys. This is sort of unrelated, but somebody who plays for the Niners also, like, so his family's from Michigan. He went to Michigan and then got drafted by the Niners, and now the Niners are playing the Lions in the NFC Championship. And so the parents are like, what do we do here?
Ball out. Can I read this, or is this... this Chiefs fan writes, with the username Guoppenheimer... says, I don't mind when Taylor Swift is on screen because she usually sits next to Donna Kelsey, and I'll take any peek at that cougar I can get.
Reddit is it's a website.
It's a place.
Invented in Davis Square.
Somerville Legends. One last one from USA underscore King 1776. Jared Goofball, the guy that went 3 it out for the entire Super Bowl, lol. Not a response to anything, he just left it.
It's kind of a fair comment.
And I was like, I agree with you, USA underscore seven, USA King 1776.
Wow, very that's insightful. A horrible username.
Imagine getting killed by somebody on Fortnite with the username USA King 1776.
He just wanted to make clear what country he's from.
But also really contradict himself there.
Yeah, you know, USA, we don't tend to be big on the monarchies. Gotta say.
There was that one quote that said, the blood of liberty must be... the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants. I feel like that goes against that.
You know,
you should send him a DM.
I should
let him know.
Be like, what's up with the username, man? The final bit from this underwhelming Reddit bit was from the Milwaukee Bucks subreddit. Before the news that Doc Rivers was hired, but when every single source was saying it was, a post saying, what if we just kill Doc Rivers? Then they will be forced to hire someone else. It gets a reply saying ban, and the OP goes, we could do that too, but I don't think banning him would change anything.
Can we talk about how weird of a news break that was?
That was an extremely weird situation.
CNN says they have a source, right? Okay, it gets broken on TNT Sports. They have the same parent company. What's going on there? Bleacher Report also apparently had an inside source. Who owns the Bleacher Report? Same company. Radio silence from like the big names usually break these stories. The Bucks said nothing about it until today when they confirmed the contract. Just weird. I've never seen anything like that before. I like fully thought we were being had in the beginning.
I read something that was kind of pure speculation that was sort of saying there was probably like some kind of internal memo thing, like pre-prepared, just because it seemed obvious they'd hire him, and then it just kind of got into the wrong hands and got reported too early.
Okay.
And then they figured it looked better to just stand by it after you've already put this on air as a final story, because it most likely will happen anyway. So they kind of accidentally got it right, but it was first, like, too early. I don't know. Anyway.
Or it could have been like a Tom Brady retirement situation where it's just kind of like people in the media being...
I hate Adam
idiots
Schefter.
And like releasing stuff before they should.
Did the same
there
thing
was
with
likely
Jason
that.
Kelsey.
Likely that. Because, yeah, that was the Kelsey situation, too, where... There's immediate... I do dislike the Woj, Shams, Schefter, like, get the story out immediately. It happens every time with a trade. It'll be like, this player has been traded, and there's no information about the details of the trade. It's just... And then that guy usually finds out that he's moving... He and his family are moving to a new city.
Yep.
Just out of the blue, from Twitter, without any sort of...
I will say it is pretty funny on trade deadline day to watch like Shams and Woj finding out for who can get break the bigger trade.
You could watching in real time this like kind of
petty
pathetic
rivalry.
Petty rivalry of just who can break the story first. But people lean into it a lot, and I don't know. It's kind of lame, but that's just the way things are now, I guess.
Sophomore year, before like I had a TV in my own spot, I just hung out in Hotung the whole day during the trade deadline because they had like ESPN on the TV or whatever. Good day. It's a good day.
Speaking of trades, Harrison, how do you feel about this Terry Rozier situation?
I absolutely love it. If he averages more than 4 points a game, it's a win. Kyle Lowry, great dude, good locker room guy. Terrible, absolute liability on the basketball court nowadays. So, I mean, that was a no-brainer. I like Terry Rozier, too. He grew up a Heat fan. He's been wanting to play for this team for, like, 5-6 years. So, good vibes, you know?
Do you find any problem with the fact that he's only 29, but he's looked, like, 45 since he got into the league?
You know, that's a good question.
He looks scary. He's scary Terry. That's
true.
I got more concerns with just this team turning the ball over. like 17 times a game.
Yeah, they don't have like a real point guard. It's even Rozier is not like really a point guard.
He's really
like a shooting guard.
It's honestly not even that. The passing isn't the issue. It's just complete miscommunication between like the wings. People will just drop balls. I don't know. Like the Grizzlies game last night, I had to turn it off about halfway through because I was just getting like so frustrated watching.
I do think the one thing with the Heat, they can look kind of sloppy and shaky in regular season games, and even last season, you know, they were like, two Bulls threes away from like not even getting to the playoffs.
Yep.
But they lock in.
What a better world we would live in.
I know. The Celtics would have made the finals and still probably lost to Denver. I don't think they had it. I think this year's the year for the Celtics. I think this is what we said the last time we did this. This is kind of the moment where everything looks the most lined up. Kind of like how it was for Denver last year, I thought, where it's like, this is the right time. You got all the good players and they're all healthy and you seem to all like each other and there's no other team that seems quite as good. Now you just got to make it happen. But we're a long way from the playoffs right now.
I'm going to hold my tongue because I don't think I can give like an actual reason take on the Celtics. I just dislike that franchise. Pretty deep passion. I don't even really know why you're a Celtics fan. Have we talked about this on air before?
So I just didn't really have a team.
Fair enough.
And then I was up here and they're the team I've seen live. And it was kind of like, that's why I don't wear it on my sleeve necessarily. It's more like, well, if I'm going to have a team that I'm watching regularly. Plus, they're good now anyway, so it's like, if I'm just going to pick a random team to watch, it may as well be...
That's how I am with the Red Sox.
Brown dunk.
That's how I am with the Red Sox, but the problem is the Red Sox are like the laughingstock of the MLB right now. So. Yeah,
they suck, and there is no NBA team in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that was another one. San Antonio Derek and White Dallas block. Are both... San Antonio's the closest, but it was not like...
Were you watching when San Antonio was just like?
I was not watching NBA really regular. Like I'd watch the playoffs most years, but until like four, it was like the bubble or the year before the bubble was the first year I was actually watching it regularly.
I watched during the LeBron years, and then the Heat kind of pittered out, and then COVID, I got back into it. The bubble was like the reignition of my love for basketball.
The bubble was nice. The Clippers lost in a funny way because of Doc Rivers.
And then the Sixers lost in a funny way because of Doc Rivers.
I hate that we're the ones who brought him a title because he'll be associated with success in the Celtics. But if we didn't have him, maybe we would have gotten two.
Probably.
Well, I thought got that
2010 win.
Wasn't the thing that in 2009 KG got hurt and he was just kind of never as good again? Like he was getting older and then he got hurt a couple times. So if he didn't get hurt, who knows? What if Andrew Wiggins didn't turn into an elite player for one series that happened to be the finals and then forget how to play basketball immediately after that?
That was pretty funny.
The fact that Andrew Wiggins is so bad right now is only frustrating because of that. Because he had Tatum locked up. And now he, like, can't... They're having to, like... Everything I'm seeing is if the Warriors want to trade him, they have to, like, also give up draft picks.
What is the Heat's... what does the paint say?
A bunch of corny garbage. Hardest workings, like...
Oh yeah, the heat culture thing.
The one game I went to this year, they had this court, and it is even worse in person. It's like my friend was telling me a story that like his friend's kid got to go on the court early to like take shots one day, and the court was set up like this, not the classic Heat court. So the dad was like just really upset. It's like I don't even want to take photos.
Oh, Porzingis just did a little dance after he hit that three.
Porzingis
Celtics up 11 right now.
Better than I thought he would be. I didn't know what to expect. He's really good.
I'm glad that he's probably able to stay healthy.
Best trade of the offseason.
Yeah, Marcus Smart for Porzingis in a pick.
And the crazy thing is, it was originally just going to be Malcolm Brogdon.
Forgot about Malcolm Brogdon.
They were going to trade him to the Clippers.
And yep. I'm glad we got rid of him anyway.
Yeah, it just...
Just wasn't a good fit.
He'll probably get traded again because he's too good of a player to be on that team. He'll get traded to like an actual serious team.
Give him back to the Pacers, I say.
I think that the Clippers are the one that people are still like they might get him. I don't know. Pacers could be cool.
Clippers are looking pretty decent.
Clippers, I might have to retract my preseason. Like, I don't care about them until the playoffs because they're going to get hurt. I don't. But then it's like, now that I say that outside, like, well, we're not in the playoffs yet, and they still could get hurt. Everyone's in their 30s and everything, but they are an actual good team that's going to play at least one, maybe two series with home court.
I also really like Ty Lue, so I'm always just kind of rooting
for him.
Yeah,
he's always
a
good playoff coach. Yeah. Kawhi always does his thing in the playoffs. James Harden got a lot of, and I've been willing to be a James Harden hater in the past, but I don't think last year was really necessarily his fault. He had some really terrible games in that Celtics series, and then he also had a couple games where he like single-handedly won them the game.
And one.
Does that count if it's an and one if you push the other guy down?
Pull out the rule book.
Sometimes, I swear they just make things up out there. There was one game I was watching where they called both a charge and a block on the same play, on the same contact. They just gave them both fouls. I'd never seen it before.
Do you see this whole thing with Chauncey Billups a couple nights ago?
Oh, yeah. He like called a timeout, and they just didn't let him.
And then they double-tech them for arguing it.
Gotta love the refs.
Yeah, the refs have been bad this season.
You won't hear me supporting Chauncey Billups, like, ever, but that's just not fair.
It's brutal, especially when you're a bad team and you get hit with something like that, because it's like...
It's good for the locker room beating a team like the Thunder.
Yeah. Although I think there's maybe something to be said for, even if you're frustrated when you feel like you got screwed over by the refs, it can bring a team together a little bit. Yeah. It's like, all right.
I mean, they formally petitioned it.
The teams always do that, and it's always a little like, okay.
I know.
It's a little corny.
This one is like, because
what are they
going to
do?
It.
They're going to give you the win? Like, the game's over.
You can't do that, yeah. I think it's probably just going to be, like, penalties for the... Well, not penalties.
Remember the Rockets did that one year for... One of the years they lost the Warriors in the playoffs. They, like, petitioned the refs, and it was just...
Chris Paul was on that team, right?
Yeah. It was just... It encapsulated that whole dynamic of... Yeah. We're kind of rivals, and then just getting... Just losing every time. All right. We're going to play a couple songs... And then we're not here for too much longer after that. It might be mostly music, actually. I'm going to kind of just see what direction to go with it.
Do we know?
I am not actually sure. I will look
into
this
here
in a second.
Just hang out here and watch the game.
That's true.
All right. Next up is Wilco. Enjoy.
I'm Sunday drive past your own Hall of Fame. It's closed on weekdays, shut for good. It got no one when you're talking. Thoughts like rattlesnakes were walking. No one has a clue. The party.
This next song was my reaction to the news that Pete Carroll was no longer gonna keep his job.
Last night I came home and I knocked on my door, and I called to my love as I oft had before. And I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name. And I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord. I couldn't believe it was true. And my eyes filled with tears, and I must have aged 10 years, and I couldn't believe it was true. Great, I am quivering yet, and I'll try to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain, and her happiness always, I hope, will remain. And I couldn't believe
filled with terrors, and I must have aged 10 years, and I couldn't believe it was true.
We're coming up to the end of the show, coming up here soon. I have one important message for the good folks out there. Henry Ruggs' drunk driving PSA. Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smash his Corvette in a Tina Tinter's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and there is always a safe way to get to where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. We've now got the public safety message out of the way. Do we have any? I got one more song to play. Actually, maybe I'll preamble it. I started watching True Detective, and this is just, I just wanted to play the True Detective song. So,
is that not like the best opening to a show?
It's pretty sick.
It's so good.
I can't talk about the show in a lot of detail, even though it came out a few years ago, partially because I haven't seen all of it, so I'm just,
I will
don't
say
have
this
as much to say. I think it's cool that his name is Rust Cole. Like, they just threw two nouns in there. They're like, that's your name.
So
it
I
works.
I started season two because I had just finished rewatching season one. It's okay. Like, it's
isn't
okay
that Colin
television.
Farrell?
He's so miscast. It's like one of the worst castings. They totally whiffed with him. It is the biggest step down from one season to another. I can't even like articulate it. Just all the sauce is gone. Everything that was going in favor of that show just out the window.
Oh. Sorry, I got distracted. Charles Barkley is dancing on my
I want him
monitor.
To hit the gritty.
I need him to hit the gritty.
Can we get a Charles Barkley skin in Fortnite?
Please.
I need an
Dude,
Ernie.
Need
Ernie
the,
and Ernie
the
Johnson.
NBA.
Yes. That's the best squad in the entire game.
I think they got the actual squad tonight. It's not, they don't have some random subbing in for Ernie. Because sometimes they have that, and it's just like not as interesting. As soon as even one of them isn't on there.
Ernie's like a instigator. I love Inside the NBA.
It's a great.
I get so excited when I watch the Celtics and it's on TNT.
It's one of the last great like network sports broadcast shows, I think.
Yeah.
Like, period.
Especially when you compare it to like, well, really the other big company that has rights is ABC, ESPN, and their stuff is terrible.
Doris
it's just
Burke.
Throwing Stephen A. Smith in front of everything, and that's our coverage.
I love watching Doris Burke call Sixers games.
Stephen A. Smith, you know, he's entertaining. He's got a long legacy of being entertaining, but you just throw him in every single halftime and every single everything, and I'm not going to care what he has to say anymore. I'm not here for the takes. He's an entertainer. He doesn't have insight, I don't think. Skip Bayless should just not be anywhere near a microphone or camera.
The Stephen A. Smith videos during the Cowboys collapse was pretty funny, though, I gotta be honest.
I liked him making fun of Jason Whitlock.
Yep.
We can't say that one. There's some funny comments on the screen.
People are throwing some ideas out there. For any of you conspiracy heads, you might be familiar, but it's kind of a deep cut. Alright. I don't know if we have another show coming on after us. We still don't have the regular schedule yet, so it's really whatever goes to some extent. When is the regular schedule start? I've not really
February 1st.
February
1st.
Okay.
I do believe. Is
just
that mid, I think
just middle of the week?
That's not, yeah, well, everyone else has gotten back to their regular schedules here at WMFO. We give it a little bit of time, a little leeway in between before.
Yeah, that
we get structured.
Because I know my first show is that next Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Yeah, any upcoming shows you guys have, you can plug them. I don't know if you know what your schedules are.
I think I got some good stuff coming up. I recorded an interview with the musician Isaac Dunbar that I might air I keep saying it, but that might never air.
How long ago did you record it?
Like a month ago.
Just need the right time, I guess.
Yeah.
And you did a giveaway on your last show.
Yeah. And then coming up, I think maybe second week of February, my friend Luini, who does amazing tattoos, is going to come on. We're going to have a conversation probably about tattoos.
That's nice.
So, yeah.
I have
listened to Matter of Fact and Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe 9 to 11 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Got one more show from 12 to 1 on Mondays. It's going to be kind of uneventful on Monday, but I do have a train-themed broadcast coming up in the future, which I'm pretty excited about.
Like Train the Band or
Train Songs?
I would hope it's not Train the Band.
Songs about trains.
That's great.
You get a lot of like folk songs about like hopping from train to train.
Exactly.
Living off whatever's in your burlap sack or whatever. Yeah, stick around for that. We got... Charles Barkley doing his
on a stationary bike chasing a Twinkie.
So, if someone's coming up after us, stick around, keep listening to WMFO. If not, turn on TNT, watch the Celtics Heat game, because that's what we're going to be doing. I got one more song here for you good folks. Have a good night.
Yep.
Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. Yo, what up, yo? This is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one. With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack.